Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 14, Baruch Hashem, the 16th of Kislev, Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing the Rabbi Gohen. The title's here, Yosef Eliyoshi Yichya Henkin. There's several letters to him. He was very active in the mikvahs, etc. So, the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha. He also ran a organization called Ezra's Torah, who were helping like older Talmidei Chachamim, scholars. They would. So the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter about saying Kaddish. The Rebbe wrote to him a letter about the idea of not increasing too many Kaddishim and what are the Kaddishim that once said. We had the letter in detail before. So the Rebbe says, number one, the saying that the Rebbe says that Kaddish influences for an hour and a half for a show palgo, that comes from the Zohar, section 1, page 62b. And also, the Rebbe says, look in the Zohar, volume 3, on page 166.1. So even though that the Rebbe Chaim Vital explains it differently, and that was brought down in the book called Shiuri Bracha for Yeridea in Simen Shin Ayin Vov, look in the Mefarshi HaZohar. In 412, but we don't have, in my series I don't have, I started from volume 4. Okay, so anyways, the Rebbe references there. Then, number 2, he says, it's known the instruction of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, and it looks based upon that he found in the instruction of his father, in the Tzavoah, of the Rebbe Rashab, that he was conducting so when he was in mourning, besides Shabbos and Yom Tov, that an Ovel Loyalenu, Rachmana L'Islam, basically shouldn't happen to us, but should try to say during the 24-hour period, 16 Kaddishim. And even though he didn't say the reasoning, it's almost certainly that it's based on the above, that 16 Kaddishim, and you do an hour and a half for a Kaddish, for each Kaddish, protect on the entire 24 hours of the Meisles. It was a half of 16, and then a half, and that's the show palga that it says in the Zohar, that each Kaddish protects for an hour and a half, so you have all the 24 hours protection if you say 16 Kaddishim based on the Zohar that it's a show palga. The Rebbe says it didn't say so beferish, but it seems that that is the reasoning. So from this, the Rebbe says, number 3, it's understood that this is applies to all mourners, God forbid. And it's not only something of a minion who daven alone, that they should say with the minion, the 60. In other words, if you're davening with the minion, maybe you don't need it. But if you're davening alone because you're not davening the minion, so then you need the 60 Kaddishim. But the Rebbe says this would apply to all mourners. And the Rebbe says in 4 that there's not a problem on the above, because it's brought down in many places a different number of Kaddishim, not the 16 that was mentioned over here, as you bring down in your letter. And the Rebbe says, I think that also in my letter I pointed to that which is written in Eitz Chaim and Reishis Chochma, the introduction of Chaim Vital to the Shara HaGdomes, and it's printed in the Hagdoma Eitz Chaim, that the word Tzadik, Tzadik Dal Yudkus, is a hint. 90 Omens, Tzadik 90 is for the Omens, Dalet is 4 Kedushas, and Yud is the 10 Kaddishim, and Kuf is 100 Brachas. That's the word Tzadik. So it means 90 omens and 4 kedushas and 10 kaddishim, 100 brachas. And also to point to the Tikkuni Zohar Tikkun Yud Ches on page 33, the end of he hints it to the word tzedakah. So it comes out, we know the, so there it says 10 Kadeshim, not 16 Kadeshim. The four Kedushas, you know, is you say, Ata Kadosh has a Kedusha, and you have the Kedusha of the morning, and you have the Kedusha from Mincha. Skips my mind the fourth one. I've actually written it up in another place. The Rebbe talks about this. Then, of course, in the morning, Kodesh Kodesh, you say before Shema, so you have four Kiddushas. And the Yud Kadeshim over there, it says, but we do the 16 Kadeshim, 100 Brachas, the Meya Brachas, who come all, the Meya Brachas. So, but the Rebbe says, there is various different matters and benefits of saying Kaddish. And not only for mourners, for those who are dead, in order to cool off the Gehenim. And as it ties to the change of the matter, also the number of Kadeshim changes that fit into that. Because I guess the basic principle is every time you say a Kaddish, it cools off, it makes it easier for the soul if it has to go in Gehenim, it cools it off for them. But there's other aspects, and the number is appropriate for that other aspect. The Rebbe concludes with blessings of success in your holy work in supporting Torah. He was Ezra's Torah and those who carry the Torah. There was the elderly Talmid Chachomim. He looked out after them. Those who studied Torah, and the study Torah even takes precedent even for Torah itself. The Gemara says that he says they stand up for the Torah, not by those who learn the Torah. If you stand up for the Torah, you have to even stand up for those who learn the Torah even before. The only thing is, the Torah reveals the advantage of those who learn Torah, as explained at length in many places in Chassidus, and also hinted in the saying of our sages in Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Aleph Daled, that six things came before creation of the world: the Torah, etc., and the Jewish people. And the thought of the Jewish people came before everything, because the Torah, it says, instruct the Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael. If there's no Bnei Yisrael, how could the Torah say speak to them? So that means that the Yidden come first, the very first. So helping not only Torah, but those who learn Torah, the Ezra's Torah, that was his involvement. The Rebbe says also to look in Tractate Makis, Chav Beis Beis, Omar Rava Chulu. The Rebbe referenced from the Gemara Makis that mentioned earlier that Omar Rava, about the Babloi Tipshoi, that they stand up for a, that not Bavloi, but Tipshoi, Shar Inshi, that they get up for a Sefer Torah, and they don't get up because of a great person. And who says that the Chachamim are greater? Because the Torah says Arboim, Yakenu, Malkus, and the Chachamim say minus one. So we see that the Chachamim are greater than the Torah. So that's the Rebbe telling him for helping, supporting the older people. But the Rebbe also says that it's already answered in many places. It seems like there is a contradiction from the Gemara and Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, because it says that you're not allowed to stand up for your teacher more than the morning and the evening, so as not to respect your teacher more, the Talmud Chacham, more than you respect the Torah itself. As the Rebbe says, it's been answered, that contradiction. The Rebbe concludes with honor and with a blessing. And the Rebbe is also enclosing that which has been published lately, which certainly would interest you, the Rebbe says. So you see here, the Rebbe is discussing with Rav Henkin about the Kadeshim, and saying how the 16 Kadeshim covered the entire 24 hours. He tells him that different amounts are for different for different situations. So it's sometimes we say 10, like the word tzaddik, which represents 90 omeis and 4 kedushas and 10 kadeshim and 100 brachas. And but this is for the rabbim, hayroah. It's not only when somebody is davening by himself and not with a minyan to say that. So the Rebbe wishes him success in his work of helping Ezra's Torah, helping people. And the Rebbe points out that helping people that learn Torah is even greater than helping the Torah. The Rebbe blesses him.